Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Started the show talking about the Giants, and really it's not about anything that Joe Shane said yesterday. It's more about what the people above Joe Shane decide to do about Joe Shane. And at this point, I don't know how anybody can continue to support him based on what he's done. It's nothing personal. It's based on the track record. You saw Joe Shane and what he could try to do to build a team. He had 4 years to do it. It progressively got worse. So at this point, it's above him. And I don't know any way, shape, or form how anybody could let him decide who, in fact, is going to be the next head coach to lead the way. So we'll see what happens after the season with the Giants. Obviously, a lot of baseball hot stove. Ton of intrigue there as well. And we didn't really dive into Alonso here. Is your feeling on Alonso changing as we get closer to the winter meetings as far as the Mets bringing him back? Or where do you feel? Yeah, we've heard some crumbs out there about Alonso and the Red Sox. It doesn't seem like they're going to be all in. Mm-hmm. Do you think the market will be to a point where Alonso will have a significantly better offer that would make it worth it leaving the Mets?
Yes, I think it's going to be far more robust than it was a year ago. Now, the question is that first, is that kind of offer out there? And as I just said, I believe it will be. Now, I don't mean like 7, 8, 9 years, but like 5 years, maybe a sixth. Six, maybe five, I would almost guarantee. And I think at that point, well, number one, the Mets got a tough decision. And I think at that point, you know, a very tough decision, and I could see them going either way, and both ways could be justified, letting them go or, you know, doubling down and saying, all right, big boy, you can hit behind Soto again, go do your thing. I could really understand both ways. I would let him walk myself. I really do think the Red Sox are going to be aggressive for him. I do, and if they are, and I saw something, was it, wasn't Heyman, maybe Rosenthal? All these kind of stories bleed in, you know what I mean? But I think it was Rosenthal who said that he thinks, and this was fairly recent, within the last couple of days, he thinks that the Red Sox could make a play for both Pete and Bregman, which is something that we talked about, surmised weeks ago.
I don't know why, and I could be underestimating. I don't see that robust market developing. And maybe that's Boris's genius behind the scenes with Alonso. I can't imagine Pete Alonso being more valuable to any other team. Yeah, the circumstances have changed a little bit from where we were a year ago. Pete had a big year. There's no qualifying offer attached. I can't imagine it's going to change that drastically from when he couldn't even get any crumbs last offseason to now all of a sudden people waking up being like, you know what? Let's give Pete Alonso 6 years. I just have a outside of the Mets, and the Mets maybe extending a year beyond the average offer or where the market is at. I just don't see it, especially the Red Sox.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's why I disagree a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because, so this year, the circumstances are different. All right, you want to tell me, like, the qualifying offer, big damn deal. But I think that on some level dissuades a lot of people. I do. So that's number one. Number two, think about where we were sitting last year, because we were diagnosing this every day as well, along with the Soto stuff and some other serious stuff for both of these teams. Last year, Going into this year, he had to dispel the notion that he wasn't morphing into a hitter that was going to hit 217 and 220 moving forward. That he basically wasn't becoming Dave Kingman overnight. Because early on, we know this, as a rookie, 270, couple of 260s, like a functional, a very, you know, modern-day baseball, a very good batting average for that kind of prolific power. And then he just dropped off the radar. I know the RBIs went down as well. That was an anomaly, and I don't think that worried too many people. But the batting average, even though it's an antiquated stat, if you're hitting 220 versus 260, yeah, that is a massive difference in terms of perception. So when you couple that, Sal, with the absence of the QO, I think it's going to be much more desirable, and I do think he's going to get that fifth year.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. John is calling from Spring Lake, New Jersey. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Congratulations. I mean, great run in terms of the show. It's always appreciative to have guys like you who are passionate about local teams provide your insights. So, best of continued success wherever you land.
And by the way, thank you. And by the way, you know what I love? Spring Lakes. Have you ever been to Spring Lakes?
Like, I have not.
You got the old Irish money out there. You don't say that too
where
often.
Where is that? Far from
New Jersey.
Okay.
Great
BC
spot.
Is the reason why we call it the bubble. So it's a great place to be.
What? Only Irish people?
No, we're not going to discriminate. But no, it's
sure
definitely old Irish money. I love Spring Lake. It's beautiful. I've been there a couple times. What's going on, man?
So mark the day in the calendar. 12/1/25 is Liberation Day for my family. I ended 60 years as being a season ticket holder for the Jets.
Wow.
60 years. I can remember when my dad would drive like a little Plymouth Duster to Shea Stadium. He was too cheap to park there, and we had to park on Roosevelt Boulevard and take the 7 train in a couple of stops. So it's been a long run, but it was time to end the relationship. But I'll always bleed green. I think the thing that, and also, too, on that note, I don't know if you... You can't cancel your credit card on the auto-renew, either the New York Jets app website or the app, it's very frustrating. You actually have to speak with your ticket rep.
Yeah, they rope you in. They make it hard, like everybody else in the world.
Yeah, they make
tough.
It hard. It's unbelievable. And I think, you know, what you guys might be missing, I know you don't like to get political, but I think the thing you're missing with, you know, free agents coming to any one of the four major sports teams is, why, if you're a free agent, why would you want to come to this area? I mean, you've got incompetent politicians in Trenton, Albany, New York City. You got crime through the roof, taxes. I mean, outside of the outlier contracts like Judge or Soto, why would you come here?
Well, I got to tell you here, John, listen, that's a much deeper question, which I have no problem talking about, although I'm not going to really get into it here. I hear you, but I don't fully hear you. Because I've said for years that I don't think New York is that desirable. And I'm not even talking about, you know, what happened with the mayor or up in Albany. And there's real elements there for sure. Again, could do that on a different platform. I'm talking about the weather. I'm talking about the taxes. I'm talking about the traffic. I'm talking about the pollution. I'm talking about everything is hard here. And, you know, I don't know, maybe because I'm from here and I love it. And the same with you. We put up with it. We're a little more tolerant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, but I mean, if you're not from here and you've got equal offers and you can go live in a state with no or different income tax and better weather, and I'm just throwing out a number, say a $2.5 million home here is like a $6 million home somewhere else, and that is the case in a lot of places, well, then those other places could be and should be more desirable on some level, politics aside.
Well, you think about it from a free agent perspective. You can choose where you want to raise your family, have your career, all those different things. So if the offers are equal or close to that, then I agree with him saying, why? For me personally, it's hard because I'm from here. My family's here.
100%. Like, we love
not,
the energy.
It's not all things equal. If everything were equal and I could move my entire family to a different spot, I would do it.
You got to bring the bagels, the pizza. You got to bring some real stuff with us. But
even that, I'd rather eat healthy and not even deal with that. I don't want to deal with the traffic anymore. I'm tired of it. So so New York progressively, it feels like it's gotten worse. Now, I don't know other spots. I'm sure there are more desirable locations to live in, certainly weather-wise at the very least.
Absolutely.
So if I'm a free agent, I'm thinking, well, why do I want to go deal with New York and all the nonsense and get the morons on the radio yelling at us and the media and the fans are nasty? Why would I want to deal with that when I could go to San Diego, whatever, pick a spot?
Well, I understand what you're saying.
If all things are equal, I'm doing the same job that I love to do, playing baseball in the big league.
Less pressure,
easy peasy, less taxes, whatever it may be, and I could build a huge home, be in space, you know, not have to worry about the traffic. There are more desirable locations than New York as far as that goes. The reason or the lure of New York is if you care about what you're doing and you're passionate about what you're doing and you don't look at it as just a job, there's no better place to have success here. Because Jalen Brunson could go have success with the T-Wolves and have a great life in Minnesota. And I'm just picking that spot. It came into my head. He's not going to be what he is here in New York and revered as a New York sports. It's just not going to mean as much in Minnesota as it does here or whatever. Pick a spot.
I'm with you. The other thing I think you have to throw in here, you know, I've used the term. I remember Teek and I first started talking about this years ago, where Madison Avenue has been mobile forever now. I'm going to use Reggie as an example, right? So the Yankees get to the World Series in 76. They're playing the big red machine. They get swept 4-0. Obviously, the Yankees didn't have Reggie at that point. And then that year, they go out that offseason, go out, they get Reggie Jackson. Now, obviously, George paid a ton of money. We know that. But, you know, for Reggie Jackson to come to this city in 1977, the marketing opportunities were never going to be there with the A's and the Orioles, his two former teams. It wasn't going to happen. So you almost, on some level, needed to be here. Are you telling me that? Now, eventually, it kind of led to their demise. But think about Doc and Darryl when they're coming up, the milk commercials, being on buses. Yeah. Are they going to have that kind of profile playing for the Orioles? Probably not, no. So you kind of had to come here to get those extra endorsements, the Rolexes, the suits, whatever it might be, the cars. You know, Clyde Frazier with the cars that he used to drive in the 70s. Like, you needed New York to maximize your off-the-court or off-the-field worth. You don't need that anymore. You don't need to be here to make that money.
David is calling from Yonkers. What's up, David?
Hey, just on a personal note, I'm really going to miss listening to you guys. I'm a fairly recent transplant to the area, and I moved here when you folks started the show together, and you were a real lifeline for me when I moved here, and I just really treasured listening to you for the last 2 years.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
I really mean it. And the second thing is, if you don't mind me getting back to Bill Belichick for a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think BT was talking about it earlier, that he did a terrible job of building a staff. It's only the last 3 or 4 years in New England.
Yes.
And from what I'm reading, he's doing the same sort of hiring friends and family down in North Carolina. And I think he shows really poor judgment in terms of how he selects staff, and you could also say how he selects significant others as well. I think that would be a real detriment.
I wouldn't say that about his girlfriend. I do think she's been a distraction. I wouldn't say that he's picked the wrong one. He's happy, and that's what matters for him. Listen, picking a staff is, and these are things that I never really thought about, like when I was younger. Just get me the coach. The coach will figure it out. Yeah, I mean, there's only a couple of Bill Parcells and Pat Rileys and guys like that, right? So, or young Buck Showalters with that kind of a mind. So you do need to build out a staff. And I ask you, with Bill Belichick, and again, I don't think there's much of a chance at all that he'll be the head coach of the Giants, but even if he wanted to do it and the Giants wanted him to do it, most of the people that he's worked with during his best years have other jobs. So unless they're, you bring McDaniels? He's going to leave Vrabel and Drake May to come here? I don't think so.
No.
You know, Matt Patricia, when he's in the right role, I don't know. Mayo, I don't think that would really be very realistic, and I think he'd have to reach with the staff,
which would be
a bad thing.
But I think now we're getting so nitpicky. I'm not minimizing the importance of a staff, but come on now. I mean, what are we doing? So it's like the Mets with the base coach. Yeah, Antoine Richardson. Oh, how are they going to survive without the first base coach? Nobody even knew who the hell he was until Soto stole 30 bases. Oh, my God.
Almost 42.
How could this happen?
He's good, Sal.
Okay, so now it's not about the manager anymore. It's not about the players. It's about the first base coach. And in this particular case, well, it's not about Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick. It's about his staff. Like, what are we doing here? He's the head coach. He should be able to figure out his staff. I'm not minimizing the importance of having a good staff around you, but you tell me Belichick, in all his years in coaching, can't find a competent offensive or defensive coordinator, or one that he can teach on the go and maybe be a little bit more hands-on to try to develop one of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's 73, 74. I don't know how much time I want to waste developing a staff.
You know, also,
I want it to be ready. Let's go get that puppy out of the microwave. Let's start winning from day one.
Also, it could be appealing because you could be hired under him and know that when he eventually retires, maybe you could be the next guy. That would be an appealing thing as well. BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls. We come back. One more hour to play with. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.